Here we go. Hey there, folks. This is your host, Cameron Ivey of Privacy Please, and thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. Tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't, let's just pretend you didn't listen to it. Thanks again for coming in, and we hope you enjoy the show. Who do you think you are? Huh? Unreal. Alrighty then, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Privacy Please. I am your host, Cameron Ivey, and I've got another rumor has it in privacy for you. We got a good one, baby. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about banning TikTok. I don't think it's going to solve social media and foreign influence or teen harm or data privacy problems. No. It's not what you think is going to happen, but let's go ahead and dig into this because it's going to be a good one. Anyways, you know the drill. Let's dig in. In the whirlwind of debate surrounding TikTok's fate in the United States, it's easy to lose sight of the broader issues plaguing social media platforms. The recent legislation signed into law by President Joe Biden triggers a potential TikTok ban. It's brought all of it to the forefront about concerns with foreign influence, teen safety, and data privacy. However, addressing these complex challenges requires more than just slinging or singling out one app for prohibition. And I'm not talking about the 1920s prohibition, if you know what I'm saying. Cheers to that. Let's talk about foreign influence and propaganda. The specter of foreign influence looms large over social media, with TikTok being the latest target of scrutiny. Lawmakers express fears that the Chinese government could sway public opinion through ByteDance's control of content. Yet, this concern isn't exclusive to TikTok. No. U.S.-based platforms have long been battlegrounds for foreign entities seeking to shape narratives. From Russian interference in elections to covert influence operations, the issue transcends borders and ownership. So the dangers posed to minors by social media extend far beyond the TikTok ban. While concerns about harmful content on the platform are valid, these are not unique to it. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, has faced backlash for its role in perpetrating body image issues and exposing teens to bullying and self-harm. The recent revelations from whistleblower Frances Hugen underscores the pervasive nature of these challenges across multiple platforms. It's a systemic issue that demands holistic solutions. Data security and privacy. The assertion that TikTok poses a unique threat to data privacy overlooks the broader landscape of digital surveillance and exploitation. Meta's track record of data scandals serves as a stark reminder that American tech giants are not immune to privacy breaches. Moreover, the notion that banning TikTok won't safeguard data overlooks the reality of data commodification. The sale of personal information, whether by foreign or domestic entities, underscores the urgent need for comprehensive regulation. Now let's move beyond the bans, right? Banning TikTok may offer a temporary reprieve, but it fails to address the underlying issues plaguing social media today. To truly protect users, lawmakers must embrace proactive regulation that holds all platforms accountable. Whether it's combating foreign interference, safeguarding minors, or fortifying data privacy, a holistic approach is essential. As discussions around TikTok's fate unfold, let's not lose sight of the bigger picture here. The challenges facing social media are multifaceted and require nuanced solutions. By tackling these issues head on, we can build a safer, more resilient digital ecosystem for generations to come. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for Rumor Has It in Privacy this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you got any hot takes to throw back at me, let's Bring them. We'll see you guys next week. Cameron Ivey, over and out. Hey, you guys made it all the way to the end. Thanks for listening. Again, if this is your first time, we really appreciate the support and everyone that's always been around since the beginning. We love you guys. Keep supporting Privacy Please, and we'll always have new content each and every week. Cameron Ivey, over and out. Thank you.